Blog Talk Radio. morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am your host for this program, and I appreciate you tuning in. And tonight, I'm not in a big hurry. I want us to be open to whatever Spirit wants to do tonight. All day long, things have been going on with me, trying to stop me from doing this program, actually. And so I know that in this program is something, because otherwise the lower energies would not be afraid of this program, would not be afraid of what Spirit wants to do tonight. And I can tell you that they're a little bit afraid. But we need to be open to what Spirit wants to do. A lot of times, we are holding on to things that we need to let go of. I don't know why we do that. We just do. Spirit has so much for us. And the question I want to ask us tonight is this. Is why don't we allow things to break out of us? Can we get past the obstacles that are in our way? And the answer to that is yes. But it's going to take us moving out of the way. And in this moment in time, I move out of the way for Spirit to use me on this program tonight. Just like you, I have days. And sometimes I have weeks where it seems like, you know, it just gets a little frustrating sometimes. But the one thing that has always been constant in my life, and the one thing that I lean upon when the world just feels like it's pushing in on me, the one thing that has always been a constant in my life is this one thing. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am always with you. And when I really started understanding what that meant, then I began to open up to a whole world that have always been waiting for me to open up to it. We're looking outside of ourselves for answers that are within us. We're looking for a Spirit that's already in us. That's waiting for us to awaken to all of the potential that is inside of us. Our limited belief systems and our fears have held us back for way too long. And tonight we open up to whatever Spirit wants to do. The card for the show comes from my very first deck that I've ever used, and it's the Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue. And it's the Divine Guidance card. I don't know about you, but we need divine guidance. More than ever, we need divine guidance. You know, if we look at the world with physical eyes, it doesn't look very good. But we need to look past our physical eyes and see a new heaven and a new earth that is being birthed. Sometimes it's hard to see that. Sometimes it's hard to even understand that. But that's where we go into trust and where we go into faith and where we lean upon the Spirit within. And where we say, we need divine guidance. We need divine wisdom. We need divine understanding. Well, let's pray. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for being that constant in my life. Father, Mother, God, sometimes I get shaky. Sometimes my own fears and my own emotions and my own human stuff gets in the way, and I know that. Father, Mother, God, let me move out of the way. Let my stuff vanish in this now moment. Father, Mother, God, let me become that vessel that you speak through so elegantly at times. For it is not me, it is you. And I need more of you. I need divine wisdom and divine guidance and divine leadership in my life. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray that you would just speak through us tonight. Speak into our hearts from the heart of the universe. Let us be open to you. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for my listeners, live and archived. And Father, Mother, God, right now, we all have our own needs. We have our own things that we need. And you know what those are. That's so awesome. You know exactly what we need. You know exactly where we are on our walk and on our journey. Father, Mother, God, supply what we need to continue moving us forward. For we are divine beings, but right now, Father, Mother, God, we're housed in human forms. And sometimes our humanity gets the best of us. Let us move past that and into you and into that I am energy that is beginning to work in our lives in this now moment. Let us create what we want in our lives. Let us be those creator, those divine beings, those divine creators. Let us be the change that we want to see in the world today. And Father, Mother, God, surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. If you would like to be a part of the program, how do you do that? You do it this way. Pick up your little telephone or your big telephone. I don't know. 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. Before I take any calls, I want to give you some guidance. When you call in, I love talking to you. I really honestly do. I love talking to you. I love you calling in and asking your questions. But please only ask one question per caller. I got several callers tonight, and it's not really fair when you call in and you say, one more question. I love talking to you. Please don't take that wrong, because I love talking to you. But it's not fair to a lot of the other callers if you keep doing that, okay? So be considerate, and I would appreciate it, and I'm sure they would too. Because, you know, everybody needs help, and I try to help as many people as I can. You know, if you would like to have more time with me and you would like to get a full reading from me, tonight's going to be the only time I mention my website, so you might want to pay attention and write it down. Tonight, right now is going to be the only time I mention it, because Spirit wants to do something tonight. And so I'm going to get all the business stuff out of the way right now, and so we can just let Spirit move. So here is the business part of life. www.insightswithmichael.com is my website. The website for this program is officially www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Email addresses for me are insightswithmichael@ymail.com, youareawakening@gmail.com. Now, before I take any calls, I want everybody to do something for me. Please take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Let's take another deep breath in. Breathe out. And now let's take another deep breath in. And as we take another deep breath in, let us breathe in love and light and breathe out anything that is not. All right. Let's talk to 323. Could you say your name for me, please? Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Kahira. I wanted to know what you see coming up as far as me getting a new job.
Okay, a new job looks like in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yay! Yay! Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah, let's not put any doubt out there. Let's say yes, really yes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, because you know a lot of times we think, oh man, you know, we ask for something and then we think, man, is it really going to happen? And I believe it really is going to happen. So let's manifest that. Let's agree together that that's going to happen, and see it and believe it. Okay, and I'd say a couple weeks. I would say right after the 4th of July.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've been applying, and I've been applying to things that I think will be really interesting. So,
I will tell you the job that is opening for you is going to be a little challenging for you, but I think you really like that. I think you're the kind of person that likes to be challenged. You don't like a job that is boring. And so, does that make sense to you? I just feel like that you like to be a little challenged.
Yeah, that's true. I get bored. Like, at my current job, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm really bored. That's one reason I want
to
leave.
Right, yeah. And so this is a job where you are not going to have time to be bored. So that's a good thing. But I definitely feel like that it's also part of your dream job. It's part of your future. It's not your future. I feel like that this is just a stepping stone but to something bigger. But we got to get you on this stepping stone to get you to the something bigger. So, but I definitely see this in a couple weeks, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go ahead to Sonia. Appreciate you, and hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Yes, you did say it right. Thank you for taking my call, Michael. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you?
Yes, I spoke to you last week. I'm not sure if you remember about a meeting that we were going to have everyone in the company.
Okay, yes.
Yes. I mean, we did have a meeting, and it turns out that everybody across the board is going to get a 10% pay cut effective next payroll. And, I mean, everything was laid out on the table. I know everything was transparent. We had we could ask questions, and even though the CEO did approach us, says if anybody has anything else they want to talk, my office doors are open. So that's pretty much, you know, what they told us.
Okay.
So, you know, like I said, we work in the technology side, and we represent a company that we're working on, a huge telecommunications company.
Right.
It turns out that, you know, I don't know. That company, I don't know what they're planning, if they're going to drop us, but there has been a reduction in a big project we're going to do. You know, we've been doing some digging in our end and on my team, and it turns out that they've excluded us from some of the, projects that, you know, our name is not mentioned.
Right.
We're kind of still doing support for them. My boss is going to come back tomorrow. He was on vacation. So I don't know where we stand, you know, as far as that, so...
Okay, so what is your question exactly? I don't know what the question is here.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to see, do you see us then getting rid of us? Are they going to get another project to work on if, you know, this doesn't work out with a current company that we represent, which we've been within 8 years?
Yeah.
I mean,
because I think that the last time I talked to you, that I told you that I felt like that this was going to go away and that you guys were going to be shuffled around a little bit. I still feel that.
Okay.
I still see that. So I would say that the current thing that you're doing right now, I feel like that is coming to an end. I don't feel like that has changed. So I'm going to stick with what I told you before because I feel like that it's the same. Okay. And so,
right.
but But I do feel like that you will still have a job. I just feel like that they're going to just shuffle people around. A lot of companies do this, and especially right now, our company is still very shaky. And so I would say that you're still going to be with this company. I just feel like you're going to be in a different department. So I don't really feel like that you're leaving there, but you are leaving your current position. Yes.
So do you think that maybe my boss has some other companies he's been, you know, working on to get, you know, like a new, like acquire a new company then, or a few new companies, because this was a huge one. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Right. I'm not seeing that at the moment. I feel like that when he gets back, he will be talking to you all and stuff like that, because, I mean, some of this stuff caught him off guard a little bit, too. You know, he's shaky too at the moment.
Because
I mean, everything is shaking right now in this company. And so, but I feel like that when all the dust is settled, I do feel like that there will be a reorganization here. But I feel like that it's necessary to keep this thing afloat. I would say that what you're doing right now, your current team, I feel like that current team is about to be split up and shuffled around a little bit. Okay,
that's what
I'm seeing.
But all right? When do you see that happen? Think it's going to happen soon or later on?
I would say that it looks like to me at least by August.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's right around the corner. Okay,
right,
thank you so much, Michael.
All right, no problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, I wish I could have told you something different, but I still see the same thing. You know, we're just in some really tough times right now, and you know, the one thing that I could only tell you all is, you know, just trust Spirit. I know it's shaky. I understand. I mean, more than you think I do. But we just gotta, you know, this is where we come down to. Okay, do we really believe what we believe, or don't we? You know, it's this time. It's when these things get tough like this, is do we really believe what we believe, or don't we? Anne-Marie, hi, I appreciate you calling in tonight. Oh, hi.
Hello.
How can I help you?
I have a question. I'm currently dating a gentleman named Gerard, and he's currently going through a personal legal situation where he needs to stay away from me for a while.
Okay.
And I was wondering, he told me he will be responding back with me once everything is finalized.
Okay.
And I was wondering, when do you see that happening?
Okay. Let me look at this. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay? I got two different answers on this, so let me double-check this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm going to go with what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing. I would say it looks like to me late August, early September.
Okay.
Okay. But I, you know, you're going to have the patience here. I know that, you know, that's a long time in a lot of people's view here. He definitely needs to stay away from you right now, with all the stuff that's pending in his life. He does really care about you. I would tell you that, you know, it's totally up to you if you stick through this. But I wouldn't see it until it looks like to me. Again, looking at this, doesn't look like to me until about late August, early September on this, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. Hopefully that helps.
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, those kind of situations that sometimes come into our lives. And, you know, it takes patience sometimes. You know, it's this, that stuff. We just have to hold on. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Brittany, and then we're going to talk a little bit. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
I'm just kind of at a crossroads. I've been in a standstill the last few months. I just was wondering how you see the rest of the year going and next year.
Okay, could you say what you just said? I didn't hear what you said before. Could you just repeat your question? Because I wasn't sure what I heard. Okay?
I've just had, like, a rough year.
Okay.
It's been at, like, a standstill kind of now, like the hurricane's over. I just was wondering if you see the the rest of the year and next year going well.
Okay. All right. Could you say your first name out loud for me, please?
Brittany.
Brittany. Okay, thank you. It just helps me tap into your energy, Brittany. So let me, I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I'm going to tell you that I'm picking up a female presence that's standing behind you. This feels very grandmother-like to me. Does that make sense to you? This would be on your mom's side.
Yes.
Okay. Because I just feel like that this woman has really helped you through what you described as a hurricane, okay? Does that make sense? It just feels like her presence has been really with you through all of this. I really feel like that you are coming out of this. You are breaking out of this. I'm excited for you, Brittany. Really, I am. Because I'm seeing movement here, okay? Mm-hmm. And so don't, you know, keep seeing that. You know, keep seeing forward, okay? And so a lot of times, yeah, you have been stuck a little bit. Some of this is you. Some of this is other stuff. But you're definitely moving forward. So the rest of the year, awesome. Next year, off the hook. Okay? So you know, this year is going to get better. Next year, off the hook. Especially where your spirituality comes into play. And this is one thing that I really focus on this show. Is your spirituality, because
that's the most important part of our lives.
Yeah, and so, you know, keep doing that. Also, are you thinking about doing something metaphysical? Why would I see, like, healing with you? Have you thought about, like, Reiki or some kind of healing work, energy
work? Yeah, more as not a job, like, as a job, but, like, as
right.
more of a hobby.
Right, yeah. More focused on you, I feel. I feel like that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we go into these kind of things to help ourselves, and then it will open up to something else. But I would definitely look at that for you. You know, definitely meditate more. I feel like you do meditate, but I feel like you need to do that a little more. And I think I'm talking to everybody, including myself. So, you know, so we all have to do that, especially more. And the other thing that I would tell you, you know, while we have this full moon in effect tonight still, I would go out and get into that moon energy. I really feel like that would help break some stuff still free. But hopefully that helps you tonight, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead, and we're going to put on another song here. I'm going to play some more music, more tonight than normal, because in music is where spirit talks to us, if we allow it. If you watch my Twitter feed a lot, you'll see a lot of stuff that I play, because it just helps set that vibration for me. You know, if you listen to some of these new songs that I'm playing tonight, there's a vibration in them. It's a vibration of what I call gratitude and love and light and all those good things that we want to bring into our lives. You know, the song I'm about to play for you is called Carry Me. You know, and there's a time in my life that I want to talk about before we go into this song. You know, a lot of times, you know, we just feel lost. You know, we just feel like the world caving in on us. And, you know, there's days that we just holler, Spirit, I just can't take anymore. Can you carry me? Can you just hold me? Do you know that Spirit understands our frustrations? Do you know that you got spirit guides that have been human? They understand human stuff. Okay? It's okay to feel human stuff. But it's not okay to drown in human stuff. It's okay to feel anger, and it's okay to feel frustration, and it's okay to feel these things, but it's not okay to stay stuck in them. Sometimes we have to ask the angels and the spirit within us to carry us. do you know that they will? Listen to the words of this song, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Guide my soul.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How can I help you tonight?
Okay, my question is, do you see anything coming in resolution with my brother? Like, my brother was killed last year. Do you see anything coming? If they're going to find out who killed him or who sent to kill him or whatever, any resolution in that case?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me say that I'm sorry for your loss. And I'm sorry that this took place. I do feel like that these people that did this, actually I feel like in some ways this was ordered somehow. Does that make any sense to you? I feel like that somebody sort of put this in motion. But all of that will come to light, and I definitely see justice for this. Timeline on this, I don't know that because there's a lot of variables here. Because it is in a court system, and any time that's in a court system, there's a lot of variables. But I will tell you to trust the spirit within you, but this will be taken care of, definitely. Your brother is actually working on this from the other side, and so definitely do feel resolution on this. But I cannot give you a timeline on this, I'm sorry. But I will tell you it will be taken care of. Okay.
But then do you believe that because we don't know what his wife or his father-in-law or his partners, I have a clue, but I don't really know because it doesn't seem anything moving on his case.
Right.
It's so amazing.
Right. But I don't see any more than what I saw, but, you know, I do feel like that there will be a resolution on this, okay? And I would say at least pretty quick, I'd say at least by next year, if not this year. But I do feel pretty quick on this, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. All right. Hopefully I helped. I wish I had more timelines, but anytime we're dealing with legal stuff, and also I will tell you, there's a lot of things that I just don't feel comfortable talking about on air, especially unresolved cases like that. So you might think about getting a reading with me because there's just a lot of stuff that I just do not feel comfortable about putting on public airwaves. Which you can understand and probably respect. You might just think about that. When you call in about kind of things like that, you know, if I'm picking up something, I am not going to probably discuss that on public radio. I will just tell you right now. Just for your safety, my safety, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm not just going to put that stuff out on public radio. But with that said, you know, legal cases, there's just a lot of variables, a lot of stuff that could go wrong, things like that. So timelines on those kind of cases are just very tricky. Timelines are tricky altogether. Every reader will tell you that because any little thing can change everything. And so, you know, in this now moment, you know, I might see something, but you might change something within the next hour. And that could either delay it or move it forward. And so timelines are just really tricky. But we do our best. And so, you know, at least I can say I do my best to give you timelines. But just keep in mind that those can change, you know. And a lot of times I hope they change because a lot of times, you know, I'm looking at jobs and I'm saying, okay, you know, that job's out. But I'm hoping that you go to work quicker than that. You know, I'm always here saying, okay, hey, let's move this a little forward. All right. But I appreciate you calling in. All right. Okay. Now I've lost track of who I've talked to and who I haven't talked to. Rose, have I talked to Lucy? I don't think I have. Have I? Can you let me know somehow? Because I'm not sure where I'm at. All right. Let's go ahead with Connie before yeah. Okay. I've already talked to Lucy. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
Yesterday, I saged my home, and I wanted to know if Spirit is giving you any communication on my saging from yesterday.
Okay, I'm having a hard time understanding your question exactly. I'm sorry, I just having a hard time understanding what the question is. So could you repeat it or maybe word it a little different?
Yesterday I saged my home.
Okay.
So I wanted to know what you're picking up from that. 'Cause this morning I tried to meditate and I was just really having a hard time meditating this morning.
Okay. All right. I got to have permission to do this. Can I check the energy of your home? I have to have permission from you to do that. Can I do that? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. You might feel my energy in your home. I'm going to try to look around here really quick, see what's going on.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel like it helped, but I feel like I will be honest with you. I feel something around there. Do you feel something? I mean, because when I'm tapping into your home, I just feel like a little heaviness or something. This could be some energy just breaking free here, and it could pass through. But do you feel that? Do you feel that today a little bit? Is this like a little heavy feel?
Not really. I did talk to my daughter today about her really being down and how, you know, sometimes her energy brings in things that we don't want in the house.
Right. Yes. Okay. So is your daughter in the house? I mean, does she live there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to just look at this really quick. Hold on for just a second. Yeah. The one thing that I'm going to suggest to you, I feel like that this would help, because I feel a lot of stagnating energy in the room where your daughter is. Okay? I'm nothing against your daughter, nothing personal against her, so please don't take it that way. But I will feel like that there is an attachment, to her. I feel a lot of depression around her. The one thing that would help with that is lavender. A lavender candle in there. Keep an eye on that candle. I'm not a big fan of candles, but keep an eye on that candle. Lavender really would help with her. The other thing is ask Archangel Michael to cut this cord that's around her right now. This is an earthbound spirit that's attached to her at the moment. I do feel like that if you ask Archangel Michael to help you with that, that would go away. I feel like that once that is all in place, all those things are being taken care of, I would say by next month you're going to see an improvement in the energy. I would sage that house again and especially focus on her room. Because I feel like that whatever is causing this block and this feel with you is originating from that room. So everything else looked pretty clear, but it was that room that I was focused on, okay? But I don't feel like your daughter's doing anything, there's anything wrong with her. I just feel like that there's some energy that's attached itself. So take those steps, and I believe those will help, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you for calling in. Hopefully that's helped. All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
No problem, bye-bye. Okay. Oof. Yeah. you know, we got to look at that stuff. Look at, I don't want us going around saying, hey, you know, this dark energy is doing that, you know. A lot of times you hear, well, the devil made me do that. Not so much. You know, it's our choices, our decisions, you know, that put things in motion. So we got to watch that. And but also, you know, there are some times when there are attachments, there are earthbound spirits that can attach themselves to us. And so we got to watch that. And so if you feel an earthbound spirit around you or want more information about earthbound spirits, contact me at insightswithmichaelweidmel.com, and I would be happy to talk to you about that and help you work on that and get rid of that, okay? But insightswithmichaelweidmel.com. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Carol in California. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem. How can I help you?
Well, you're right. We need to trust in spirit, and I've just gotten kind of a funk, and so I just want a general reading. I appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I think it's really easy. I don't know about you, Carol, but sometimes it's just really easy for us to fall into that funk thing. You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, it's like we're walking along, you know, on our spiritual journey, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, wait, I'm in the funk hole. And so, it's really easy to get there. And hey, it's really easy to get out. You know, it's by changing our thoughts, by changing our focus and saying, hey, you know what? You know, I know that I'm here, recognizing we're in there, but we're not going to stay there. And so you're not going to stay there either. Let me shuffle some cards here really quick for you.
Okay.
And let's see what's going on. All right.
Thank you.
I feel like that this is going to lift off of you. It looks like as you go out of, you know, this is our last week in June. I feel like that as you get to next weekend, I feel like you're really going to start coming out of that. Now, I will tell you, you're going to be in that, you know, this week. So just acknowledge that, you know, ask your angels to help you this week. You know, I'd say by midweek, you're going to be, by Wednesday, it looks like you're going to have a really midweek crisis here where you're going to get really frustrated. Heads up, we're going to ask your angels to help you with that. But I feel like that Wednesday is really going to be a rough day for you. With that knowledge, you know, go into meditation on Monday and Tuesday. Let's manifest a better Wednesday and see that change, okay? But I feel like the Wednesday looks like a really hard day for you, so right now. But that can change, and I hope it does change, and we're going to manifest a different day. But by Saturday, you're totally out of this. But let me go pull some cards on this. You know, ask your ancestors. I got a support card. Ask your angels to help you while you're in this place. They're really watching over you right now. You're not in this by yourself. So you do got a great support system around you. So just call upon them to help you. Got a manifestation card. We've already talked about that. Manifest a different day on Wednesday, okay? See a more positive day. Getting that positive energy and set that already in motion. And then as you do, you're emerging. By Saturday, you're emerging into a better future. Definitely see
good.
Some really good things coming on Saturday for you. So you're about out of this funk thing. So just keep manifesting a better outcome, okay?
I will. Thank
All right.
you.
All right. Thank you,
okay.
Carol. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah, you know, all of us, you know, we're on this spiritual journey, and we're walking along, and you know, we run into things sometimes. We, you know, chokeholds. My grandmother lived in a small town, they really didn't take care of the roads very well. And sometimes, you know, when I started driving, it felt like, man, it felt like I was on the moon with all these craters I had to go around. I was like, whoa. So, you know, sometimes we'll fall in those chug holes, but we don't stay in the chug holes. You know, we climb back out. And so, So we just have to watch that, all right? Oh, let's see, who is next here? Cynthia, hi. I hope I said your name right. Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I'm good. I just have a question. Do you see anything, any special messages from my spirit guides or anyone that's passed over?
Okay. Could you say your first name out loud for me, please?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. Okay, thank you. And don't tell me what I'm about to ask you. Don't give me any names or anything. But is there a particular person that you're trying to focus on that you would like to come forward? I'm not promising they will, but is there a particular person? Because I feel like that there's a particular person that you're focused on tonight. Is that
okay.
true?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Okay. All right. Because I just keep feeling like there's a particular person. Is this a male? Is this a male energy that you're trying to contact?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I'm feeling somebody moving into my vision here. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I don't really have them yet, but I can feel them around me. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay?
Okay.
I can't promise that they will use me to talk to you, but let me see if I can get them in here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question here, and please only answer yes or no, okay? Is this a romantic relationship? Did you guys have a romantic relationship? Okay. I'm going to ask you a question because I have somebody here with me, and I'm going to keep them at a distance for a second because I'm not sure about this. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Okay, and if this doesn't make sense, we're going to let this person go. All right. But was there somebody like that you dated, or because this is somebody that sort of had a relationship with you at one time or another.
Yeah.
Was that make sense to you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because they're telling me that they really, really loved you, and there was something that stopped that. I don't know. I don't think it was their passing. But does that make any sense to you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. They're just coming in here and saying hi. I know that that's not the person that you was hoping to hear from, but you know, I can't, you know, say, okay, you can't talk. But does that make sense that they would be coming forward?
Yeah. Did he, just one question. Since he passed, did he pull a joke on me at work?
Yes. He plays jokes on you constantly, actually. So
yeah, in real life, yes.
Yeah, and that's just his way of letting you know that he is still a part of your life and still around you. So yeah, sometimes those get a little frustrating for you, but he's saying that's just his way. so does that make sense? Because that's what he's saying
yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
He got me in trouble with my boss. It was fun. I mean, I knew it was him. I knew it.
Yeah.
And
he didn't really want you to get in trouble. He's a little sorry about that, but but you know, that happens. Does that make sense? You got a question really quick before I let you go, but anything I can help you with?
Thank you for saying that because I was wondering if I was right about that.
Yeah, that's probably why he came in to say, hey, yeah, because you were wondering about that. So,
right.
You know, a lot of times when we're focused on something, you know, we have that person popping in. So you were thinking, okay, did he do that? So, yeah, he's admitting that he did it. So, yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. All right. I'm also going to give you a heads up. He feels like he's going to do something else this week. Sorry. I'm gonna give you a heads up. It looks like Wednesday or Thursday. So just pay attention. Just watch out for that, okay? Your spirit guide. The only thing that your spirit guide has really to tell you tonight is really work on your self-esteem. I feel like that sometimes that you have problems with that. Does that make any sense to you? Because I just, you know, of standing in your power, you know, standing in your strength. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what your spirit guide's working on with you, is empowering you, letting you know that it's okay to be you. And so that's the one that your spirit guide wants me to pass on to you, is just be you. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully I've helped you tonight. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You have a great
night. I'll be watching
for
the next joke. Thanks.
All right. All right. Thank you. All right.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too. All right. Yeah. Just heads up. Yeah. He's a jokester. I don't think he's meaning for you to get in trouble. It's just happening. So just be aware of that, okay? He looks like Woodstill or Thursday on this. Let's go ahead and talk to Maggie, hopefully. I said that right. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
Well, I just want to know about my love life, like when one develops. Do I have an admirer or something? I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right. So you don't know if you do have an admirer? Or... I will tell you, there's somebody that has their eye on you. I'm going to tell you that. I feel like that you've sort of had a, like a little interaction with this person. But there's definitely somebody that is interested. But also, this person is just like, I'm not really sure. You know, they're a little shy. I will tell you, they're a little standoffish. Does that make any sense to you? Why would I see that?
I did something Friday. I asked a question Friday. I think it's that person you're talking about.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely him. But you know, I do feel like that this is going to take some time, but I feel like that he really does care about you, and so I would just let this develop as it will. You know, because I'm afraid if you don't let it develop as it will, then you're going to miss out on a really good opportunity here, because this is a good guy. So. He might act a little weird here and there, because I feel like that he has like a how can I put this, a unique side to him. but does that make any sense?
Perfectly, because I think I'm the same way. So it wouldn't be too weird for me.
yeah, because you guys are like a match, and he matches you perfectly, because you're a little bit out there too, and that's okay. We need more people to be out there, and so that's okay. Just let this develop as it will, because I wouldn't let this pass me by, because this is an awesome guy. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good night. All right.
For you too.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah. We need more people to get out of the boxes. You know, to think outside the box here and just let our hair down a little bit and enjoy life. Do you know that some of us are just wound too tight? Yeah. We are. We're stuck in some ways. And you know, we got to think outside the box. We got to say, okay, I'm gonna just trust spirit. We just got to do that more and more. So think outside the box. All right. Let's talk to 917.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
I'm good. I have a question regarding, I spoke to you before. Actually, my name is Ashiel.
Okay.
My question is regarding my business. Right now, business is a little quiet, and I'm trying to get some interns, you know, non-paid interns, so they can help me out until business picks up. I have somebody who called me when I first started my business, who was offering that kind of service, but somehow I can't seem to find a phone number, and I'm trying to, you know, call different schools and stuff, but right now, you know, it's not happening yet, so I'm just trying to see, you know, when things are going to come together, so to speak.
Okay, right. I feel like that the one thing I'm going to advise you to do is I'm going to advise you to go into meditation tonight. And I feel like that the phone number's around you. I feel like that you will find that. I feel like that this will come together, I'm going to say next month, July. I'm going to say by mid-July. But I will tell you, I do feel like that that phone number's there. You know, it's like with me sometimes, I'll shove paper here and shove paper there, and then I can't find what I'm looking for. But if you quiet yourself down, I really feel like that will just pop out there, okay? And so ask your angels to present that to you. But, you know, I do feel like that there are a couple of interns that will work with you, and I definitely see that in July, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in tonight. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, that looks like all the calls right now. If you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. If you would like to call in, 347-327-9316. All right. Yeah, I just got quiet, didn't I? Do you know why I got quiet? No. Probably no idea why I got quiet, right? Because when I took that breath, something moved around me. I want to tell you what's going on around me at the moment. When I took that breath, out of the corner of my eye, standing to my right of me in my office right now, is I feel like that there's an angel standing right beside me. So I'm going to acknowledge that at this moment in time. You know, a lot of times we do not acknowledge angels. And do you know that we need to? Do you know that angels minister unto us? And I feel like that this angel has come at this moment in time to minister unto me, to minister unto you. So I'm going to acknowledge that. And I'm just going to slow down for a minute. Susie, I might get to you and I might not, so just hang in there. Rose, any calls that come in, you might just let them know that I might get to them. Just put them on my board, please. Do you know that a lot of times Spirit just wants to talk to us? Just whispers in our ears. Just says, hey, you know what? I love you. I'm right here. It's really easy for us sometimes as humans to forget that. It's easy for us to lose sight of who we truly are. And some of us don't even know who we truly are. So it's even easier to do that. So will you repeat something with me tonight? I want you to repeat this out loud. And then we're going to be quiet for just a minute. So repeat this with me. I am and always will be a divine being. At this time, I'm housed in a human form, having human experiences, but I am always a divine being. There's a channeled message that I need to give you right now. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. We come to you tonight to speak to you. For we understand your frustration. We understand you. Sometimes you wonder where we are, but we are always with you, in you, working on your behalf. You don't always see that, for sometimes we work behind the scenes to help you get to that place where you need to get. We see your tears, and we see those moments when you just want to scream. But we tell you this tonight, that moment is about to pass. Let go and let us help you. You cannot do this by yourself. You cannot do spiritual things from a human mind. It is impossible. And a lot of you are trying to examine, trying to dissect us. There's no way that you can. For we are spirit, and we are you. Some of you will understand what we just said, and some of you won't. But someday you will. We come to you tonight to tell you that this too shall pass. We know that it is hard at the moment. But we also know that you are making it harder than it needs to be. We know that you struggle with lots of things. We know this, for we know you. We know you better than you know you. And we are working to get you to know you. The real you, the divine you, the you that is in that human form at the moment, trying its very best to wake up. As this moon is in your vision, work with the energy of this moon. Work with it, not against it. For if you work against it, then you will stay stuck. But if you work with this energy, if you bask in this energy, you will move forward quicker than ever before. It is not by chance that you are now under a super moon. For there are no things by chance. They are divine ordered. So work with it. Bask in it. And let go. For we come to you tonight to let you know that old things are passing away, and behold, all things are becoming new. If you allow it to. If you continually fight against us, then nothing will move. That is not our fault. Your choices do determine your future. And you can choose to stay where you are. And there is no judgment from us if that is the case. but that is not what we want for you. We lift the bar a little higher tonight and ask you if you will run a little faster to go a little higher. But that is your choice. That is your choosing. We come to you tonight to let you know that we are working in you. And a lot of you are experiencing growing pains. And some of those growing pains are scaring you, for you know not what is going on inside of you. And so we come to you tonight to let you know that this is growing pains. You are excelling at speeds that are beyond anything that you can imagine. For this must take place at this moment. And we understand that a lot of you are having problems right now with the pressure and with the vibration that we are trying to put into you, and we are doing our very best to work with you to adjust that. Please work with us to make it easier on you. We come to you tonight to let you know that what we're asking for you is not impossible, but it's possible. We are asking you to love you unconditionally, and as you love you unconditionally, you will love others unconditionally. A lot of you do not even understand the concept of unconditional love. But it is possible for you too. But you have to let go of you to get to that. We love you very, very much. For you are a part of us. How can we not love a part of us? That would be impossible. For you are a divine being. You are the I Am energy. The heart of the universe beats within inside of you. If only you could understand that and tap into that, which you will in time. All we want to say to you as I get ready to leave you right now is to lighten up a little on you. Do not be so hard on yourself if you make a mistake here and there. For you are not going to be perfect in these human forms. It's impossible. But there will be a day. That a new heaven and a new earth you shall walk in. If you do not lose sight of the goal. Look outside the boxes that you have created and see the world ahead. At this moment in time, we give you eyes to see, ears to hear, and we leave you at this moment in time.
Nunca olvidé a Dios. Retoño
I just don't have the words at the moment to express, I guess, what's going on inside of me. And, you know, I was listening to that song, and hopefully you liked some of the music that we've been playing tonight. But I'm not going to take any more calls tonight. I just want to settle in for a second and, you know, with spirit. And, you know, it's okay to take calls, and I love taking calls. But I also just love it when spirit speaks through me, and you know, most of this show is channeled, and I don't know. Tonight, I just feel so much love, and I just feel so much going on inside of me and breaking out of me and trying its best to get out of there. You know, the question that I have tonight to ask you and ask myself even is, why do we keep pushing it down? It's right at surface and it wants to come out. What are we afraid of? What am I afraid of? Why do we keep doing this? You know, we've let go of stuff before, but it feels like there's a big thing that wants to pop out of us. And why are we so afraid of letting it out of there? You know, I'm so thankful for spirit channeling tonight and talking to us and talking to me and talking to the spirit within me. And, you know, I love those moments. You know, I've asked Spirit dozens of times, why me? And I always get the same answer back, why not? You. You know, you might ask the same question. You know, why me? A lot of you listening to me tonight, Spirit's talking to you and telling you what you need to do, but you are fighting it so hard. And the question I have to ask you tonight is why? What are you afraid of? What are we afraid of? You know, there's a song that I play, And, you know, the song asks the question, and, you know, and it says that we are afraid of our light. But why? And I think the answer is this. I think that we just don't understand it. You know, and a lot of times we're afraid of things that we just don't understand, that we just don't get, that our minds can just not wrap around, and our minds, our human minds, can just not wrap around this. You know, I try to figure out my life with my human mind, and my human mind is too much in the way at times, way too much in the way at times. Because I can't figure this out with my human mind. It's just not, it's impossible. But I have to trust the Spirit within me. You know, that from a very early age said, hey, you know what? We choose you. Have you ever been in grade school and, you know, you go out, you know, out to recess, and, you know, I think of a time when we went out to recess and we were going to play kickball. I always hated picking teams because it didn't seem like anybody wanted me. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say. You know, I always hated that part of school. I was just like, not again. Because, you know, we'd go out there and you know, the teacher would say, okay, you're the captain, and you could pick your team. And, you know, they would always go, okay, I pick him and her. And, you know, I would stand there. And another kid would stand there, and I was always picked last. Nobody really wanted me on their team. But do you know that there was one day that Spirit said, hey, Michael, we want you on our team. And do you know that there was a day when Spirit said, hey, you know what, George or Susie or Marie or whoever, Margie, Rose, you know, said, hey, I want you on my team. You know, there's always been a time in our lives when we felt like we just didn't belong. But do you know that Spirit chose each one of us, you, me, each one of us, handpicked us? Because they saw the qualities in us. They saw that potential inside of us and said, hey, you know what? I want you on my team. Isn't that cool? Just to think about that. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, you know, he has chosen the things to confound the wise. There's a lot of times I think, Spirit, you know, come on, really? Me? But, you know, I'm glad. I'm glad that Spirit chose me. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. And everything that I go through, everything that I have to go through, is an initiation into me becoming the light worker that Spirit's trying to make me into. And I want to talk about that as I get ready to end the show today. that right now, yeah, you're going through some stuff. Okay? Yeah, you are. And you can look at it as, oh, my lands, why am I going through this? But why you're going through it is because it's an initiation for you to become the light worker that Spirit wants you to be. It's burning stuff out of us. When we are born, we're a clean slate. But as we grow, we learn belief systems from those around us. And some of those belief systems that you and I have in us aren't good. We have very narrow views of the world at times. And that's okay, but it's not okay for us to stay in those narrow views. One thing I love about Spirit, the one thing that I've always admired about Spirit, is that Spirit loves me no matter what. It don't care about my past. It doesn't care about any of that stuff. It doesn't care how I look. It doesn't care about any of that. It just loves me. It doesn't say, if you jump through my hoops, I'll love you. Or I'll be there for you. If you do what I say, if you don't do what I say, then I won't be there. Spirit's not like that, and I'm so glad. Spirit just loves. And I know that we can do that too. But we got to let go of some things. You know, there's something that I want to talk about really quick. You know, I try my very best to understand things. I try to understand people. And I know I'm a person too. And I try to understand me. I don't get me either, so at times. So, you know, I asked Spirit the other day. I said, Spirit, you know, I just don't understand people sometimes. And Spirit said, you're not going to get people, but you can get the Spirit within them. Do you know that we all are connected by the Spirit within us? And we're all, I hope that we're all working towards the same goal, which is, to me, trying to have that Spirit awaken inside of us. And then until the day that we transition out of these human forms, we're not going to be perfect. And maybe while we're in these human forms, we are not going to be able to love unconditionally. Maybe we just are not going to be able to do that. Some of us. But what I do know is this. Is that Spirit has a purpose and a reason for each one of you. And how we find that is through meditation and asking Spirit to guide us. To have that divine guidance. So let's do that. Let's ask for divine guidance. And as we do so, opportunities will open for us. We got to see it to get it. So let's do that. Okay. I feel like that we're done for today. If you would like to get hold of me, you can do so by writing me at insightswithmichael@ymail.com, youareawakening@gmail.com. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can do that at www.insightswithmichael.com. I have extended the special until tomorrow. At midnight tomorrow, that will end for good. Okay, so that has been extended until Monday. We were going to end it today, but since we didn't have a show earlier due to technical issues, I'm going to extend that until midnight tomorrow. But it will end tomorrow. So it's 20 minutes, $20. That will end tomorrow at midnight for sure and probably will not be offered again for a while. So take advantage of it as you can. So it's www.insightswithmichael.com. I feel like that we're supposed to pray for Aaron Newton or Noton again. His Nan is making a transition, but right now she's fighting, and so all we want is what's best for her higher good in this case. And but please pray for Aaron and his family. Aaron has been on this program, and so continue to pray for him. Continue to pray for Michael Gourley. A lot of you know Michael Gourley's sister was taken off of this planet by somebody that just had a whole bunch of hate in their heart, and we don't understand that kind of stuff, but unfortunately, we have that right now. And so continue to pray for Michael and Aaron and everybody else. We don't want to forget everybody. But those are the names that just stuck out in my mind tonight. I would also ask for you to continue to pray for me for divine guidance and direction in my own life. I would appreciate that, and I'll do the same for you. And so, tonight, pray for those that are less fortunate, unfortunately, in our world, not just in our country, but in our world in general. We have a lot of homeless people. A lot of people tonight can't listen to my show, can't listen to my voice right now, because they don't have computers, they don't have phones, they don't have electricity. They live under bridges and in vacant buildings and in cars. And my heart goes out to them tonight. And so remember them, okay? And, you know, the one thing that Spirit just reminded me of, do you know that we have a lot of homeless pets? Do you know, right now, you know, probably in your neighborhood, there's a dog or a cat just lost, wandering around. Maybe separated from their family right now. Maybe they accidentally got out. I don't know. I don't know why I'm praying like this, but there's a reason. So let's pray for the lost animals. Because I just feel like that there's a dog that is wandering around right now. I can almost see it. It's like a little white dog, and it's black and white. And it's just lost and scared, and my heart goes out because I can just see this thing. And it's like a fluffy little dog. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for this program tonight. I thank you for the listeners that have listened to it and the people that have called in tonight. And I thank you for talking to us tonight through a channeled message. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for wisdom and guidance and understanding that goes beyond ours. I thank you for me and for my listeners and for us being us. Father, Mother, God, I thank you so much for not judging us and always being there for us and not loving us just because we jump through hoops. Because you don't want us jumping through hoops. You want us to be individuals and you want us to be us, and that's so cool. Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for the people that are homeless right now, the people that don't have a place to live. And I ask that you would help them tonight. But Father, Mother, God, right now, I want to pray for the animals that are wandering around looking for their home. Father, Mother, God, I want to pray for those animals that people just take out in the country and just dump out in the country and that they just don't care about them. Mother God, I just don't understand that. Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would help the cats and the dogs that are wandering around right now looking for a place to belong. For we all need a place to belong. So, Father, Mother God, just let somebody find them tonight that says, hey, you know what? You're cute. How about you come home with me? So I pray right now for every lost animal that they would have good meals and that they would find somebody that would love them, because everybody deserves that, even dogs and cats. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your love. And Father, Mother, God, if there's a person tonight that is feeling that same way that I was just praying about the animals, that feels like they don't belong, let them know that they do. Let somebody reach out to them tonight and say, hey, you know what? I love you. You belong. And if nothing else tonight, send angels to whisper to them and let them know that you love them. I pray for the homeless kids right now, the runaway kids that I can see on the streets in New York right now. Particularly this young lady. She looks about 15 to me. I just pray that you would help her tonight. Let her know that she is loved. Keep everybody safe tonight. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I do appreciate it. We will be off air until Wednesday. As far as I know, we will not be on air tomorrow. We will be on air Wednesday. Okay? Wednesday, we will probably be on air at 11 a.m. Central. But we will not be on air until Wednesday at 11 a.m. All right, I'm going to take some time off. But I'm okay. I'm just taking some time off. Don't worry about me, okay? You can pray for me, but worrying, nah. You know, you can be concerned, but let's try to take the word worry out of our vocabulary. So let's try not to worry about stuff. We spend way too much energy worrying about stuff that we have really no control over. do you know that we have no control over really anything? The only thing that we really have control over is us. When you really get down to it, what I mean by that is, how do we react to things? How do we react or do we respond? A lot of times we're reacting, not responding. Just something for you to think about as we close out. All right. So join me Wednesday at 11 a.m. We will be back on air Wednesday. The one thing I will tell you, we do need your help. We are at the end of a month again, and it does take money to, unfortunately, it takes money to do what I'm doing right now. And, you know, one of these days, we won't, our life won't evolve around money. I'll be glad for that day. But right now, unfortunately, it costs money to provide this program. I need your help. So with that said, go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Look at the top up there. It will say donations. Give what you can. If everybody just gave a dollar, I mean, we have a lot of listeners. If everybody could just give a dollar, that would be good. So, all right. So think about it. Do what you can. All right? All right. Enough said. Let's see. I guess it's time to say goodnight. So I guess that's all I got left to do. So good night, and thank you for being here. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Have a great day and a great night, I guess, depending on where you are. And so let's go ahead and close out with this song. Thank you, Rose, for your help. All right. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you. As you roll on by me tomorrow.
Peace be with you.